This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's October 9th, and on this date in 1936, the largest concrete structure ever built, now known as the Hoover Dam, began transmitting electricity to Los Angeles. Although it sits 266 miles from the city, it began sending electricity over transmission lines spanning mountains and deserts to run lights, radios, movie cameras, and countless other products. There was even a parade to celebrate it.
A symbolic parade of floats. Between the city and the dam stands the John, Power. And when they're in need of any more symbols, they rely on the beautiful damsels of Los Angeles. Bright lights and sparkling girls. The city is electrified, all right.
And it continues to be a major producer of energy, generating 4.2 million megawatt hours of electricity every year. Also, after more than 10 years of research, on this date in 1947, AT&T made the first mobile phone call. It was from a car in Wilmington, Delaware, to a plane flying overhead. The company must have been joking when they used the words massive party line in describing how it was transmitted because it could only handle three calls at a time from an 80-pound piece of phone equipment. It cost in the neighborhood of $170 a month and up to $4 per call. That would be about $1,955 a month and just under $47 per call today. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.